What do you think was the difference in that one?
I thought it was a competitive game. Two teams getting ready for playoffs, and they just were able to capitalize on their chance more than us.
Does it feel like, a bit of opportunity lost there? Like, I think we knew what the implications were in the standings. I'm sure you guys wanted this one for that reason.
Yeah, we knew this was an important game. We're just trying to play the right way heading into playoffs, and I thought we played strong, and there's areas to improve on, but obviously disappointed we didn't get the 2 points.
Does this change at all your outlook towards the last 3 games of the season? You're locked in second, first place is out of reach. Does it make you think differently about them?
I don't think so. I think everyone here is competitors, and at the end of the day, you want to show up to work and give it your all. So these next 3 games, you want to build playing the right way heading into the playoffs.
So I'm not revealing any state secrets. You guys are a better team when Connor McDavid's in the lineup. So how have you felt you guys have been without him, and what kind of a boost do you think it's going to be when he comes back?
Yeah, obviously you're not filling that hole. He's the best player in the world, and as a group, gave guys more opportunities, more ice, and as a group to dig in a little bit more. I think it was good in the sense, to realize, playing that team game, we can play with anyone, and obviously adding Connor back makes us a much dangerous team.
Warren, can you explain how hectic or taxing this schedule has been over the last little while for you guys?
Yeah, definitely not ideal, but out of our control, and at the end of the day, we show up here with a smile on our face, and we're really fortunate enough to play in the NHL, but there's no excuses during an 82 game season, and you just try to work hard, but yeah, certainly not ideal.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.